From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jordan Wynn. Results from a monthly survey of business supply managers suggests a slight improvement in the economic conditions of 9 Midwest and Plains states. The Mid-America Business Conditions Index report released today says the overall economic index for the region rose to 61.4 in April from 60.1 in March. Creighton University economist Ernie Goss oversees the survey. He says the figures suggest strong growth for both manufacturing and non-manufacturing through the third quarter of this year. The survey results are compiled into a collection of indexes ranging from 0 to 100. Survey organizers say any score above 50 suggests growth in that factor. A score below that line suggests decline. The survey covers Arkansas, Iowa, Kansas, Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, North Dakota, Oklahoma, and South Dakota. The new president of the four-campus University of Missouri system says faculty will be added despite reduced budgets. President Moonshoy said Friday that the university is not, quote, retrenching in the face of budget shortfalls. He says the Missouri University of Science and Technology will add 18 faculty members. Faculty also will be added at engineering, business, and medical schools on the Columbia campus. Choi also pledged to elevate research and teaching at the university. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports that the Board of Curators were told Friday that the university system will need to cut 8% to 12% across its operations. Choi says that is a long-term figure intended to prepare for more state budget cuts and to free resources for research, new faculty, and student support. Hundreds of sandbaggers ranging from children to the elderly are working fast to try and save businesses from floodwaters in the St. Louis suburb of Eureka. The Merrimack River is expected to reach nearly 27 feet above flood stage in Eureka by Wednesday morning, just shy of the record set on December 30th of 2015. Other St. Louis suburbs like Valley Park, Pacific, and Arnold are also in danger from the surging Merrimack. Torrential rains over the weekend caused flash flooding across Missouri, and as storm drains and fields continue to pour into rivers, they continue to rise. Near-record flooding is forecasted on several rivers, including the Mississippi at Cape Girardeau. Three deaths across the state are blamed on the flooding. Jordan Wynn, KBIA News, Columbia.